The phrase, "there's an app for that," has become one of the newest cliches in America. Applications on our smartphones provide all kinds of useful services, says Spokane entrepreneur Olga Berry.
App is life right now, in our generation, if you will. It's a new convenience, if you will. It's a new interaction, it's a new connection of any aspect of life, either social, business, financial. Apps is everything.
It's no surprise that Olga and her wife Mavis are developing an app they call Find Grounds. We met one morning recently on the patio of What Else, a coffee shop, where Olga explained the motivation behind their app.
It would have been nice if I could have walked in and I could have picked up my coffee this morning before we sat down, but I had to wait. It was a 5-minute process, you know, between waiting, like the three people that were ahead of me, ordering, and then fixing it up the way I would like it if that was my preference.
They thought, there should be an app for this. So they set out to create one where a customer could order coffee ahead of time using her phone.
They can either do a quick order, meaning where they will literally message what they want if they already know what they want, or they'll be able to go through a menu of a coffee shop of what they're offering and order through that way.
Now, creating apps is not the day job for either Olga or Mavis. Olga works in the Department of Biology at Eastern Washington University. Mavis is an interior designer. So they sought help from Startup Spokane and Michael Ebinger at Washington State University's Center for Innovation.
They started as a order by phone liquor business, and they realized because of the permitting and liabilities and all of that stuff that they really weren't going to succeed at that.
So they adjusted.
They saw Starbucks that does their ordering, but only in Starbucks stores. And Olga and Mavis both said, well, why don't we do this for anybody, in any coffee store, any coffee shop. And I think they're kind of repivoting a little bit right at the moment to think about maybe those coffee shops that have drive-in windows are the best place to go.
Ebinger has helped them identify who their customers will be and where their revenue will come from. And he's helped them with what he calls a value proposition.
They want to bring high-quality coffee to most consumers without a wait.
With all of that determined, Olga and Mavis started the hard work of physically creating the app. Mavis Berry said they decided on the division of labor.
She does the coding part aspect right now, and then I kind of jump in and then review it, do the grammar check, do the layout aspect of it, make sure everything is functioning properly.
Ideally, someone with more coding skills would be doing this, but that would cost a lot of money, which they don't have. The Berries are in the process of looking for investors willing to front them the money so they can finish developing the app. Otherwise, they'll get to do the work. And then Olga says there's also the work of courting coffee shops who might pay money to be included in the app.
We've received a lot of interest. So the anxious point of getting it done, that's where the pressure's coming in, is getting it coded, getting out, and basically building an MVP right now.
MVP is minimum viable product.
So we can have a few customers try it out, spin it, break it, so we can make it better.
Such is the work of budding entrepreneurs. Olga Berry said she and Mavis are working long hours to develop their idea, but they knew going in it would take that. They're confident that coffee drinkers will soon be using their app to get their cuppa without standing in line.